This is Greg Morgan from WSUR. If you've been following our Focus program this week, you know we've been taking a look at the space program, starting with its history, the impact of the Cold War on the race for space, the indirect benefits from technology, and of course, the questions of safety. Today, the question we're asking is about money. The space program is obviously expensive. Is it worth the money our government spends on it? Or should that money be spent elsewhere? We went downtown to ask some local people for their opinions on the space program. Hello there. We're trying to find out how the local population feels about the space program. Would you mind answering some questions?
No, I'd be glad to. I think space exploration is important, especially if we want to keep our place in history. But you know, with all the problems and accidents lately, I think we should stop sending people into space.
So, are you saying we should shut down the space program?
No, actually, I have a better idea. I think for now, we should just conduct robotic missions. I mean, send robots into space, like the robot they sent up to Mars a few years ago. A mission like that may not capture the public attention the way the shuttle flights and with astronauts do, but they're faster and cheaper. In some ways, the robots can do more than humans, like going into areas that we wouldn't dare send astronauts. Plus, robots can operate for long periods of time without food and water. It's more cost-effective.
It would still be expensive, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it's not going to be cheap, probably billions, but from what I've read, we're only spending a small chunk of the national budget on exploring space.
I think it's about 1% currently.
See, that's nothing. So, yeah, I support the program.
Thank you. Hello, sir. Would you mind telling our local listeners what you think about the space program?
Yeah, okay. What about it?
Well, for example, do you think the space program is worth the expense?
Well, in general, I have to say I think there are a lot more pressing needs here on Earth we need to tend to first, like finding jobs for the unemployed, helping the homeless. I mean, how do you explain to someone sleeping on a park bench in winter that we're spending tons of money to send a couple of folks into outer space, but we can't provide shelter for everyone who needs it?
Good point.
It's kind of obvious if you ask me. I need to get going, though.
Sure. Thank you for your time. Hello. Could I ask you what you think about the space program? Do you think it's worthwhile?
Oh, well, yes, I do. I know a lot of people are of the opinion that it's a waste of money because, well, it seems pointless. Something that astronauts just go up and float around in the space station and do some experiments and then come back home. But, you know, there are many benefits to space exploration that people aren't even aware of. Just consider all the things that were made in space, for example.
You mean things made for space? Like space blankets and freeze-dried food, stuff like that?
No, not for space. Products made only in space, like crystals. They can make perfect crystals in space. And they're also making some alloys, blends of metals that we can't combine on Earth.
That's interesting. I must say that I wasn't aware of that.
Well, I've always been fascinated with space. You know, I like to check out the websites for the latest news and watch the launches and so on.
Okay, thanks for talking with us. Hello, miss. Would you mind telling our listeners whether you think the space program is worthwhile?
Why, yes, of course. I'm a science teacher, and I think it's very important for many reasons. For example, you probably know we're going to Venus. Scientists are hoping to find some clues as to what caused severe global warming on Venus and help prevent the same thing from happening here on Earth. Another reason I support space exploration is because of the exciting opportunities it opens up for global cooperation to develop new infrastructures.
Something I hadn't thought of. You mean like some kind of international government agencies and police?
Yes. It'll take a lot of careful thought and collaboration, but it's exciting, don't you think? Beyond that, there's just the fact that the space program has also led to the invention of many important products. Many things you and I use every day were created for use in space. Take barcodes, for example. They were designed to keep track of the millions of parts that make up a spacecraft. Now we use them not only to ring up costs at the counter, but to keep track of inventory as well.
I never knew barcodes came from the space program.
Yes, and there's more. Smoke detectors, cordless tools, joystick controllers, the monitoring systems used in the intensive care units, and even those rescue cutters they use to cut through cars to extract people who've been in serious car accidents. They're powered by miniature versions of technology that's used to separate things on the space shuttle.
Fascinating. Thanks for sharing that with us.